This is Keeping the Faith, a weekly discussion about issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
On Keeping the Faith this afternoon, we have two very different segments. We're going to begin with some American traditional sacred Christian music from a group called Sweet the Sound. These are American roots style of music. Let's listen to a traditional song, Bright Morning Star.
Bright morning star arising, bright morning star arising, bright morning star arising, day is a breaking in my soul.
American roots music sung by the group Sweet the Sound from their new CD of that same title. Sweet the Sound comes out of Boston, Massachusetts area, directed by Matthew Meyer Bolton, who is a professor at Andover Newton Seminary and also Harvard Divinity School. He directs the group. That particular traditional song, Bright Morning Star, was arranged by Burns Stanfield. On Keeping the Faith this afternoon, as I mentioned, we're going to hear some music from this new CD that explores traditional Christian music from this country, gospel, country blues, bluegrass, old-time shape note, and spirituals, sung by Sweet the Sound. And in the second half of the program, we're going to have a reading that I'll be doing for children from the Hebrew Bible. It's actually an Aramaic, this particular chapter from Daniel 3, but it's a very interesting story, I think, that was written for kids. Of course, older people can appreciate this story too. So that'll be the second part of the program. Now, regular listeners will know that we had intended today to have as a guest on our program by phone from New York City, Father Tim Holder, who has written a hip-hop prayer book for his congregation in the South Bronx there in New York City at Trinity Episcopal Church, where he is the rector. But I talked with Tim this afternoon on the phone, and he's had a crisis come up in his congregation and is having to deal with that. It's a wonder these things don't happen more often with our scheduling, since we do have this is a live program, and we often deal with imams and pastors and priests and rabbis who do have congregations whose needs they serve. But at any rate, as a backup, we have some music for the first half of the program and then a reading of a very interesting story from, it was probably written about from the 3rd to 4th century BCE, set during the Jewish exile in Babylon in the 6th century BCE, from the book of Daniel. So we'll be getting to that later in the program. Let's hear another cut now from this a very interesting CD that just came out this year, 2006. Let's listen to Laying Down. This is a contemporary piece written by Matthew Meyer Bolton, who directs the group, but set in the American Roots tradition. Let's listen to Laying Down.
Laying down my only burden, giving up my lonesome fight, for my feet are sore and heavy, and his yoke is light.
Sweet the Sound is a musical project that's dedicated to finding and writing and recording American roots sacred music in the Christian tradition. As I mentioned before, gospel, country, blues, influence, bluegrass, shape, note, spirituals. The group hopes that those who hear this will be inspired and provide hope that it provides some new ideas about what American sacred music has been, but also can be. As I mentioned, the first part of this program will be dealing with Christian music from the American traditional style. The second half of the program will deal with an ancient Jewish story from Daniel chapter 3 that I think was originally written and intended for children. I'll talk more about why I think that's the case in the second half of the program. For now, some of the listeners may have expected me to be interviewing Father Tim Holder, who's written the hip-hop prayer book that's just out this year, and he's not able to be on the program. Just at the last minute had a conflict and was not able to be on. But for those who would like information about the hip-hop prayer book, there is a website, hiphopemass.org is the website, hiphopemass.org. E, I think, stands for Episcopal. Father Holder is the rector at Trinity Episcopal Church in the South Bronx of New York City. So that's hip-hop, E, just the letter E, and then mass.org for those who'd like information about that. And we'll try to reschedule Father Tim, or as he's known in hip-hop circles as Papa T. We're trying to reschedule him for September, possibly September 10. He's checking his schedule. So for those who are looking forward to my interview with him today, live here on Keeping the Faith, we will try again to reschedule him, and September 10 is our tentative date. For people who'd like to call in and make a comment about anything happening on this program, you're invited to do that. It is live, coming from WILL Studios here in Champaign-Urbana. If it's a local call for you, use one of our local numbers, 333-9455. Punch that in, and there are three lines where you can talk with us on the radio. Elsewhere, there's a toll-free number, 1-800-222-9455. Well, let's go back to the new CD that's out by the group called Sweet the Sound. This is their first CD. That's the title of the group and their first collection of music. Let's go to Mary's song, which is tells an interesting story from the Christian New Testament about Mary, the mother of Jesus. I see we have a caller. Let's take that call first before we go to that music. Line number one, you're on Keeping the Faith. Yes.
Thank you so much. I have two things to say, and that is you have to be very flexible to be a pastor, and two, you have to also have a calling, and I'm grateful for both of you, and you can speak to that. Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you for the call. Sometimes on the radio, we have to be flexible, just like people in parishes and churches and synagogues and mosques. Let's hear this next song. As I say, it's about a song about Mary, the mother of Jesus. This song is also written by the director of Sweet the Sound, Matthew Meyer Bolton. The lead vocal is sung by Sarah Goplin.
Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary, I bring you news of a wonderful thing. Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary, for you every angel in heaven will sing. Oh, Gabriel, oh, Gabriel, it's hard to believe that you're speaking to me. Oh, Gabriel, oh, Gabriel, but to these glad tidings say, let it be.
Oh, Mary, oh, Mary, I bring you news of a wonderful thing. Oh,
I don't
plans that we made, I'm afraid, may have gone astray.
Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary. You are the most beautiful thing in my life. Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary. He will be my son, and you will be my wife.
Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary. I bring you news of a wonderful thing. Oh,
Mary's Song from the group Sweet the Sound from their new 2006 CD of the same title. When this group does concerts, live concerts in the East Coast, Mary's song that we just heard is their most requested. It was written by Matthew Meyer Bolton, B-O-U-L-T-O-N. Sarah Goplin had the lead vocal. And the string bass we heard toward the end, played by Neil Helm. My name is Steve Shoemaker. I'm the usual host for these Keeping the Faith programs. And as regular listeners know, we usually have an interview, hour-long interview, where we can really get into depth with someone representing different parts of the religious traditions we have in this country. Today we had a last-minute change. We'd hoped to have Father Tim Holder as our guest on the phone from New York City. He's rector of Trinity Episcopal Church in the South Bronx, and because of issues he had to deal with at the last minute, he was not able to be with us live on this program, and so we're hearing some music instead from the American roots tradition. Shape note, spirituals, gospel, things influenced by blues and bluegrass within the Christian music tradition. For those of you who'd like more information about this particular group we're hearing, you may go online to sweetthesound.com. sweetthesound.com. Coming up on Keeping the Faith programs in the weeks ahead, next week I'm having a little surgery for a problem with my eardrum, and so I won't be on the program July 23rd, but Don Nolan will be the guest host, and he'll be interviewing a couple folks from Crosswalk America, specifically Reverend Eric Elness, who is the founder of this group that's trying to walk across most of the country all the way to Washington, D.C., trying to protest the fact that within some religious groups, the media has not been very responsive to even allowing certain religious groups to buy time for advertisements, for example, on radio and television, particularly ones which are more progressive, for example, issues about the rights of gays and lesbians within the Christian tradition. So that should be a very interesting interview next Sunday here on Keeping the Faith from 5 to 6 Central Time. That's July 23rd. Then on July 30th, our guest will be Reverend Nelson Cuervas from Cultiv Valores. Becca Guyette will be interviewing Reverend Cuervas for that July 30 program. On August 6, from the Mennonite tradition, Andy Alexis Baker will be talking about Christianity and anarchism. Later in August, August 13, our guest will be poet Tehimba Jess from the University of Illinois English Creative Writing Faculty. He has a wonderful book out about the blues guitarist Leadbelly. And Tehimba Jess will be reading some of the poems from that fine collection on August 13 here live on Keeping the Faith. And then we'll be discussing some of the ethics involved in nuclear energy with Alice Hurt and David Kraft from Michigan. That's on August 20. We'll be talking about nuclear issues here on Keeping the Faith. Those are some of the programs coming up, and for those who'd hope to hear Tim Holder today talk about the hip-hop prayer book that's just out this year, we're hoping to reschedule him for September, perhaps September 10th. Keeping the Faith programs are supported in part by the University YMCA here at the University of Illinois. The Y is the oldest student organization, oldest continuous student organization at the university. There were a couple fraternities that were founded the year before the Y was, the Y was started in 1873, but those two fraternities were both kicked off campus in the 1890s, and both came back, but the Y has been here the whole time. I'm the director of the Y, and the Y is very much concerned with helping students find leadership development opportunities through social action and community service. This summer, there are two Y service projects where students are taking time off from their summer vacation, and about 24 students are going off to do service projects at different places around the country. This makes a total of 30 different groups of 12 that the Y has sponsored and sent off to do service projects all over the U.S., dealing with issues of homelessness and Native American issues, migrant issues, poverty issues. Students study up on the problems and then go and try to make a difference someplace for a week, giving up of their time at spring break or Christmas break or fall break, or in this case, over part of their summer vacations. The Y is a co-sponsor of the Whirlwind Project. This year the theme is The Art of Being Neighbors. There's a series of films being shown as part of the Whirlwind Interfaith Project this summer. On July 22nd, a film called Liverpool that deals with some problems posed by Buddhist monks who wish to build a new temple here in this country will be one of the films shown on July 22nd. A second one deals with the problems that neighbors have when Arabs move into a neighborhood next to someone who'd come here many years ago from Italy. These two films and the discussion that follows them will be on July 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Urbana City Council Chambers. So these are films sponsored by the interfaith group Whirlwind, of which the University Y is happy to be a co-sponsor. So that's at 400 South Vine in Urbana, 2 o'clock on Saturday, July 22nd. And then the following Saturday, July 29, the Academy Award-winning film Crash will be shown, that deals with many different racial groups, prejudices. Should be a good discussion on July 29, also at the Urbana City Council Chambers. So that's part of The Art of Being Neighbors. Another program coming up is the Songs of Our Neighbors, which will be at Salem Baptist Church in Champaign on the corner of Park and 5th Street on Sunday, July 30th. That's an evening program, a free concert, 7 p.m. at Salem Baptist Church. Those who've been to those concerts in years past and have heard people from the many different religious traditions and secular traditions sing will know what a treat that is. So come early to get a good seat, Sunday, July 30th. At 7 o'clock at Salem Baptist Church. There's also a bread baking project that's going on. It's part of Whirlwind. And Lee Malhado will be teaching people how to bake challah bread. I think that's the correct pronunciation, C-H-A-L-L-A-H. That's Sunday, July 23rd at 1:30. If you'd like to be one of the 20 people that there's room for, you can call this following number, 871-1360. So to come to a bread baking workshop July 23rd, call in area code 217-871-1360. And then on Friday, August 4th at 4 p.m., Japanese sushi. There'll be a teacher. Karen Mermelstein will be teaching people about Japanese sushi on August 4th. Call the same number if you'd like to participate in that. August 11, Italian calzone. Karen will also be showing people how to do that. So room for 20 people. The workshops will all be at the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center in Urbana. So if you'd like to sign up, that number again, 871-1360 in area code 217. So those are some of the programs coming up for Whirlwind this summer that the University Y is a part of. The Y has a vehicle donation program, and if anybody would like to receive a charitable donation on your taxes for donating a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a van, a boat, any of those things, do call me. My name is Steve Shoemaker. I'm the director of the University Y. We are the oldest charity in this county, and appreciate people who take part in our vehicle donation program, as well as people who support us with direct contributions. Coming up on Afternoon Magazine this week at WILL are two programs that might be of particular interest to people who enjoy listening to Keeping the Faith. The Afternoon Magazine on Thursday about 2:40, Celeste Quinn will be interviewing Dr. Elton Lehman, who's a former country physician to the Amish in Ohio. And programs that we've had about the Amish on Keeping the Faith have been some of our most popular. People are very curious about what the life of the Amish is like. And since the Amish themselves don't talk about themselves, this is an opportunity to learn some more. House Calls and Hitching Posts, stories from Dr. Lehman's career as a medical doctor with the Amish. That's Thursday on the Afternoon Magazine here on AM 580 WILL, about 2:40. And then the next day, Friday the 21st of July, Celeste will be talking with Lee Silver, professor of molecular biology and public affairs at Princeton. And the topic will be Challenging Nature, the Clash of Science and Spirituality at the New Frontiers of Life. So that's Friday at 1 o'clock, and those are some topics my guess was that some of our listeners here on Keeping the Faith would be particularly interested in. Well, let's get back to one more song from Sweet the Sound. And this will serve as kind of an introduction to the second half of the program, which will be dealing with a children's story from the Jewish tradition from the book of Daniel. Let's listen to Sweet the Sound with their song, a traditional song, Daniel Prayed.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth
he trod. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God while here upon this trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Christians, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God while here upon this trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
And now another story about Daniel from the book of Daniel in the Jewish scriptures. This is chapter 3, which I think was written originally for children. Now, I may be the only person who reads this who thinks that, but notice the simple vocabulary, notice the repetition, notice the fact that there's exaggeration in here like we'd find in a Paul Bunyan story or Pecos Bill. And yes, there's some violence, which we often find in fairy tales for children. There is a moral lesson, of course, but there's also some humor. So let's listen to this and at least consider my notion that this is a story designed for children, although, of course, adults can appreciate it too. Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar made a golden statue whose height was 90 feet and whose width was 9 feet. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent for the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to assemble and come to the dedication of the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces assembled for the dedication of the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. When they were standing before the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble, you're to fall down and worship the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Accordingly, at this time, certain Chaldeans came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble shall fall down and worship the golden statue, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These pay no heed to you, O king. They do not serve your gods, and they do not worship the golden statue that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought in. So they brought those men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods, and you do not worship the golden statue that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble, to fall down and worship the statue that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. And who is the God that will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to present a defense to you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the golden statue that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was so filled with rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face was distorted. He ordered the furnace heated up 7 times more than was customary, and ordered some of the strongest guards in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. So the men were bound, still wearing their tunics, their trousers, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. Because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was so overheated, the raging flames killed the men who lifted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the furnace of blazing fire. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up quickly. He said to his counselors, "Was it not three men we threw bound into the fire?" And they answered the king, "True, O king." And he replied, "But I see four men unbound walking in the middle of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the fourth has the appearance of a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the door of the furnace of blazing fire and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their tunics were not harmed, not even the smell of fire came from them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in God. They disobeyed the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that utters blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to deliver in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So, that concludes the story in Daniel chapter 3 that I am suggesting was written for children, and tried to read it in a way one would read a story from Dr. Seuss, for example, where the word sounds and the repetitions are so important. And in the original Aramaic, which I do not read, I'm told by people who do that the word sounds are also quite emphatic and are fun to hear for people who know that language. So this story, set in the 6th century BCE, when the Jews were in exile in Babylon, but probably written in the 3rd or 4th century BCE, is still an interesting story, which of course also has what many children's stories have, a moral lesson, in this case, to trust in God even in adversity. In the Christian New Testament, there are a book or two that I think also were perhaps written originally for children, the books of 1st and 2nd John, the epistles of John, that also have a very simple vocabulary, the same kind of repetition, also that kind of emotion that can give comfort to hearers. And in that case, the moral lesson is to love one another and to share and help the poor. There's also quite a bit of Hebrew poetry in the Gospel of John, although it's written in Greek, but coming out of the Jewish tradition, a lot of parallelisms. So there are a couple books I'm suggesting are for children in the Jewish scriptures and the Christian scriptures. And if any listeners would like to talk a little bit about that, I'd be glad to have you give me a call. This is a live program here on Keeping the Faith. Anywhere the program is heard, you may punch in 1-800-222-9455. That's 1-800-222-WILL in Champaign-Urbana. You may punch in 333-9455. My name is Steve Shoemaker. And I was reading this today partially because our expected guest was unable at the last minute to come. And so we were listening to some American Roots music at the beginning of the program, and I shared this reading from the Jewish scriptures for the second part. We do have another call waiting. Let's go to our caller on line number one of our local lines. Line number one, you're on Keeping the Faith. Go ahead, please.
This is me again. I just wanted to say two things. This program is called Keeping the Faith, and thank you so much for reading this. Having mothered three boys, you read it very well, the reading you read, and also the music. And I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's fun to fun to try to read something. Perhaps that was written for children. Well, let's listen to another cut from the recent CD called Sweet the Sound. This explores American roots music, and let's listen to a piece called Rest. This is particularly interesting because it sounds quite secular, and yet the author, Matthew Meyer Bolton, who's a professor at Andover Newton Seminary and teaches also at Harvard Divinity School in preaching, sees this as spiritual as well. So for those from monotheistic traditions, perhaps it can be understood in that way. This is a song called Rest.
Down again.
from every care be released every now and then. Love, love, high on the heavenly dove, and be home again. Rest, rest.
Song Rest from the group Sweet the Sound from their recent 2006 CD of the same name. A song that could be interpreted just simply as a love song, but also perhaps explores the feminine qualities of the divine, calling folks to come and rest. A song written by Matthew Meyer Bolton, lead vocal and fiddle, Sarah Goplin, bass, Neil Helm, piano, Burns Stanfield, from Sweet the Sound. SweetTheSound.com is a place to go for more information, or if you'd like to purchase this CD of 13 cuts from the American Roots tradition, in this case exploring the Christian musical tradition in this country. Spirituals, shape note singing, old time music, bluegrass, blues, country, gospel. Let's listen to one last number from this CD. This is the title piece, which of course comes from the Christian song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Let's listen to Sweet the Sound singing Sweet the Sound.
How sweet,
how sweet the sound.
How sweet,
how sweet the sound.
How sweet,
how sweet the sound. How sweet, how sweet the sound. How sweet,
how sweet the sound. I once
was lost.
Who tuned in hoping to hear hip-hop music and Reverend Tim Holder talking about his new book, The Hip-Hop Prayer Book, that's just out this year from Church Publishing Incorporated in New York. I apologize, and so does Father Holder, that a church emergency, church congregation emergency, came up this afternoon. He was unable to be with us on the phone from New York City. His congregation is in the South Bronx, Trinity Episcopal Church, where the hip-hop e-mass originated, and it's been creating quite a stir in New York City and other places the last couple of years, but the Hip Hop Prayer Book is just out this year, and we'd hope to have Father Tim, or Papa T, as he's known in hip-hop circles, talking about that. But for listeners who'd like to learn more, do go to Hip Hop E Mass. That's Hip Hop, just the letter E, Mass, MASS.org, and you can find out more about the book and Father Tim and the use of the hip hop vernacular in the Episcopal contemporary tradition. And we're hoping to have Father Holder on the program live in September. We're hoping for September 10th. He's checking his schedule. So do keep that in mind for listeners to Keeping the Faith. Coming up between now and September, we have several interesting programs scheduled. Next week, I'm going to be having a little bit of ear surgery on my eardrum. Will not be able to be the host on the program, but Professor Don Nolan from Parkland will be interviewing Reverend Eric Elness from Crosswalk America about some of the important issues in progressive Christian faith. Reverend Nelson Cuervas from Cultivalores organization will be our guest July 30th, and the guest host will be Becca Guyette, also from the program director of the from the University YMCA. From the Mennonite tradition, Andy Alexis Baker will be talking about Christianity and anarchism on August 6th. And our guest August 13 on Sunday night will be Tehimba Jess, a poet from the University of Illinois Department of English, reading from his very interesting collection about Lead Belly, the blues guitarist. We'll be discussing nuclear energy issues on August 20 with our guest hosts from Michigan, Alice Hirt, H-I-R-T, and David Kraft. So that should be a very interesting program on August 20, since nuclear energy is being looked at again so seriously as an alternative to oil. So some of the issues about that will be discussed on our program August 20. As always, we encourage listeners to call in with comments or questions, and if you'd like to write down our numbers so you can use them in weeks ahead, in Champaign-Urbana, they're 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Elsewhere, toll-free, 1-800-222-9455. We look forward to hearing you in upcoming Keeping the Faith programs here on WILL AM 580. I'm Steve Shoemaker, your usual host. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith, the production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.
Vivek Madala knows how to tell a good story. He can put a lump in your throat or make you laugh out loud. His themes are timeless and universal. Madala composes music for silent films. I'm Jim Fleming. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge, how to construct a narrative. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.
Tonight at 7 here on WILL Urbana.
WILL programming is funded in part by a grant from TK Service Center, 806 Perkins Road in Urbana, offering automotive repair on cars and trucks by ASE-certified technicians. In business since 1984, they perform computerized engine diagnostics, alignments, brake, suspension, preventative maintenance, and other repairs. A shuttle service for customers is also available. 344-0800 or on the web at tkservicecenter.com.
Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, clear with a low in the upper 60s and light winds. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-90s and southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s and light winds. Looking ahead to Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s and northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. It's 6 p.m. This American Life is next.